Morning, everybody. So, welcome to our service of Holy Communion. Today is the Sunday next before Lent. It's also the Feast of the Transfiguration. If you're really old-fashioned, it's quinquagesima. No, I mean traditional, not old-fashioned. Yeah. Just a couple of things. So, Tuesday is Pancake Day. So we'll have pancakes in the parish rooms, just to remind you all for that. And in the full expectation that everybody who comes to the pancake evening will then feel moved to come to the Ash Wednesday service here the following day. Right, so I won't be keeping a register, but I will be looking. That's at 8 o'clock here. I mean, you can all read your notice sheet, so I don't think I need to say anything else about it, any of that. Jean would just like to say a few words to you.
Good morning, everybody. It's coming up to the APCM, which is the annual parochial church meeting, and of course the electoral roll needs to be revised. Well, it doesn't need to be revised this year, but if you're not signed up for it and you would like to be on the electoral roll, there are forms at the back of the church that you can fill in. You don't have to, those of you that already signed up, there's no need to sign up again. It's just for new people that haven't. Also, for those that have signed up, please, if you've changed your home address, your telephone number, or your email address, can you also let me know? Okay, thank you very much.
Just to say as well that if you're not on the electoral roll, you can't vote at any of the meetings. So if anything happens that you don't like, it's too bad if you're not on the electoral roll. So that's your opportunity to have your say. We'll start our worship by singing. We'll sing our first hymn, which is hymn number 412, O for a Thousand Tongues to Sing, and we will omit verses 3 and 4.
Thank you.
So we meet this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Sit or kneel for our prayer. We say together the Collect for Purity. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets."
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all. And we say together, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The Collect prayer for today. Almighty Father, whose Son was revealed in majesty before he suffered death upon the cross, give us grace to perceive his glory, that we may be strengthened to suffer with him and be changed into his likeness, from glory to glory, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
If you'd like to sit, we have our readings from Scripture.
The Old Testament lesson is taken from Exodus chapter 24, beginning at verse 12. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and stay here, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandments I have written for instruction." Then Moses set out with Joshua, his assistant, and Moses went up on the mountain of God. He said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we come back to you. Aaron and Hur are with you, and anyone involved in a dispute can go to them." When Moses went up the mountain, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai. For 6 days the cloud covered the mountain, and on the seventh day the Lord called Moses from within the cloud. To the Israelites, the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on top of the mountain. Then Moses entered the cloud as he went up on the mountain, and he stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is taken from the second letter of Peter, verse 1, beginning at verse 16. For we did not follow cleverly devised stories when we told you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. For prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
We'll sing again now, our second hymn, hymn number 1237, Forth in thy name, O Lord, I go. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. This is the 17th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, and we begin at verse 1. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Lord, we thank you for the gift of your word. And as we think on these things, open our hearts and our minds to hear you afresh this morning. Because we ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Please do sit down. So, thinking about our gospel reading this morning, I'm left wondering. I'm wondering just what was the purpose of the transfiguration of Jesus? What was it all about? Is it supposed to be a confirmation and a reassurance? Or is it supposed to confuse and alarm? And who's it for, exactly? Is it for Jesus himself? Or was it for the disciples? So just like Luke, when writing his gospel account, Matthew followed Mark in placing the transfiguration story shortly after the disciples had all admitted out loud their belief that Jesus was indeed the Messiah. So we can see, therefore, that the disciples have already made their decision about Jesus. So that can't have been prompted by what they had seen on this mountain. Another puzzling aspect is that if this is indeed God's confirmation of what they've already come to believe about Jesus, why is it that they're not allowed to share it with anyone else? Peter, James, and John are the only ones to have seen it, and they are given specific instructions that their news is embargoed until after the resurrection. Then we come to our epistle reading from 2 Peter. By the time this is being written, the apostles' eyewitness account is being used to encourage a fledgling community that is beginning to struggle with doubt. You can just imagine that they're beginning to suspect that they've been sold a complete pup, as it were. They'd almost certainly converted to Christianity in the expectation that the world would end soon, and that they would be on the winning side, as it were. But the second coming was, in their eyes, increasingly delayed. Perhaps they began to wonder if they'd backed the right horse after all. So that's the context of the writer of our epistle. He's trying to offer them the strongest possible proof that Christ is the one approved by God. He's offering them a witness. His own eyewitness, someone who speaks from his own experience. They need to hear again those words from God. "This is my son, the one whom I love." They needed to know that they had made the right choice. In other words, for this early Christian community, the witness of those events of the Transfiguration is being used to back up what Christians already know of the nature and the purpose of God. But what about us today? What are we supposed to think some 2,000 years after the event and still no evidence of a second coming? What can the story of the Transfiguration possibly mean for us? Well, first of all, we need to be really careful not to fall into the same trap that Peter did. Peter's first reaction is that he wants to do something. He needs a task. Familiar in a church, yes? Let's build 3 dwellings, he said. Well, that clearly wasn't right, because God chose instead to expose Jesus' identity, much like he did at Jesus' baptism, when he said, "This is my son, the one whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." So, no exhortations to be up and at him here. There's no moral, no takeaway soundbite, no need to go off and sort out some new evangelism project or renew a mission statement. This is, though, still a transforming passage. Transforming for us, that is. What could be more transforming than gazing in awe, lost in joyful wonder, just being amazed at the glory that is Jesus Christ? What was it God said on that mountain? "This is my son, the one whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." Listen to him. Be quiet. Be available. Not to go and do, but just to be and adore. Let it linger. Don't do anything with it. Take time to be still and know that God is God. What, difficult to put into words, but what could be more transforming? Because at this stage, preachers are often tempted to look for an illustration to cement their point. But I can't do that today, because nothing compares to this. Nothing is like it. It is its own illustration. Just trust the glory of Jesus. So as we sit, let's pray. Lord, as we gather here in this place and this time, a familiar place, a special time set in our calendars for the Feast of the Transfiguration, we thank you that we are here to meet with you afresh. May our gathering today be a time and space when we find a moment of meeting with you, when that veil, the veil that at times covers our world and our lives, is removed and we see your glory. Glory revealed in the beauty of the universe you have created. Beauty revealed in the community we are part of. Beauty revealed to us in your precious word. And most of all, beauty revealed in the love of your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us again today to come away with you to a quiet place, to meet with you in new ways, ways that help us glimpse how things really are when we truly come into your presence, when we truly allow your light to transform us and the whole world. Amen. As we're praying, I'm going to ask Tim to come and lead us in our intercessions.
I prepared today's intercessions based on the Living Stones, which is one of the books available at the back of the church. After each prayer, please, I'm going to say, Thy kingdom come. Please respond with, Thy will be done. Humankind has been brought into life by God. We owe our very existence to Him. Let us pray to Him now. Thy kingdom come. We pray for each living person inhabiting our world with us, with all the needs, emotions, and experiences we share. We pray that we may recognize one another as brothers and sisters, sharing the same Heavenly Father. Thy kingdom come. We pray for all of us in the ship of the church, that whenever storms rock the boat and appear to threaten us, that we may trust to God to bring us through safely. Thy kingdom come. We remember the situation in Turkey and Syria following the devastating earthquake. We also remember the war in Ukraine. We pray for relief and for peace. Thy kingdom come. We remember our clergy, and we pray for the interregnum and the finding of our new priest. We pray for those named on the service sheet, and in a moment of silence we give thanks and pray for others known to us. Thy kingdom come. As we acknowledge the beauty of loving those we may dislike, we thank you for the extraordinary love you show us in Jesus. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Would you please stand? We affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed as we say together, we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As we stand, we'll sing our third hymn, which is hymn number 1200, Christ Whose Glory Fills the Skies.
Thank you.
Eucharistic Prayer 1 on page 5. So, Father God, as we approach this communion table to share in bread and wine, let something special happen to us. Something more than interesting or entertaining or thoughtful. Father God, let something special happen to us. Something awesome, something real. Speak to where we are, Lord, and change us somewhere inside where it matters. Father God, let something special happen to us. Because the Lord is here, lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Sit on you for our prayer. It is indeed right. It is our duty and our joy at all times and in all places to give you thanks and praise. Holy Father, Heavenly King, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. For he is your living word. Through him you have created all things from the beginning and formed us in your own image. Through him you have freed us from the slavery of sin, giving him to be born of a woman and to die upon the cross. You raised him from the dead and exalted him to your right hand on high. Through him you have sent upon us your holy and life-giving Spirit and made us a people for your own possession. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom, and with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord. Great is the mystery of faith. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit. Inspire us with your love and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven. We worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honour and glory and power be yours for ever and ever. Amen. We continue on page 17 by saying together the prayer which Jesus himself taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy upon us. Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy upon us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, grant us peace. So draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts, by faith, with thanksgiving. At the top of page 18, we say together the prayer after communion. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope that's for us, so we and all your children shall be free. and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Time to find out what this motley crew have been doing whilst we've been doing. There's a microphone just to. Need to switch.
Today we're doing our family tree.
Jacob and Esau.
I wanted to talk to my family.
Yep, good. So you can come and tell us all the adults next week, yeah?
My family are my lovely family are Uncle Emma, Nana, my visible time, Sarah Bishlack, my lovely daddy, Mom, Brad, my godmama, and my mum, dad, my brother, Oliver. So my lovely grandpa, so my grandpa, my lovely time, wonderful people that are over here. I've got my lovely time, special mummy, so my favourite uncle, and to my family.
That was their family tree. Time for the piece. Would you all please stand?
In Jesus Christ, we know God's forgiveness and peace. Let us share that peace with one another. May the peace of Christ be with you and also with you.
Share with one another a sign of that peace. Peace be with you. Thank you. As we're standing, we'll sing our final hymn, which is hymn number 559, To God Be the Glory.
Thank you.
go to our homes with this blessing. O Holy Spirit, giver of light and life, give us thoughts better than our own thoughts, and prayers better than our own prayers, and powers better than our own powers, that we may spend and be spent in the ways of love and goodness. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and with those whom you love, this day and always.
Amen.
Amen. So go in peace to love and to serve the Lord.